is Tennessee District 57, State Representative Susan Lind's legislative updates for the weeks of February 13, 2026 and February 20, 2026. Republican proposal would criminalize coercive suicide. A new Republican proposal would protect vulnerable Tennesseans from being manipulated into harming themselves. House Bill 1951 would create the Class D felony offense of coercive suicide, which includes intentionally encouraging or aiding another person to commit or attempt to commit suicide within a certain period of time. Life is precious, and anyone who manipulates or coerces another person to end theirs should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, said Williams. This proposal seeks to protect Tennesseans by recognizing the severity of coercive suicide and providing prosecutors with additional tools to pursue justice for victims. I continue to pray for the family of Grace Ann Sparks, who tragically lost her life in 2019, and I'm deeply grateful for their partnership in advancing this legislation in her memory. Grace Ann Sparks was a 19-year-old girl from Knoxville who shot herself after an Indiana man manipulated and groomed her for years. The man was communicating with Sparks over video chat, where he encouraged her to place a bullet in a revolver, spin it, and put it to her head to pull the trigger. The man who coerced Sparks into ending her life was sentenced to 2 years in prison, the maximum penalty allowed by current law. House Bill 1951 will provide prosecutors with an additional avenue to protect victims and hold offenders accountable by establishing a Class D felony, which is punishable by up to 12 years in prison. Candace Sparks, Grace Ann's mother, testified this week in support of House Bill 1951. This legislation is not about criminalizing grief or mental illness. It is about accountability for predators who exploit vulnerability and hide behind technical gaps in the statute. Sparks told the Criminal Justice Subcommittee, to be considered coercive suicide, an offender must know that the other person has communicated an intent to commit suicide, according to the legislation. House Bill 1951 will be considered by the Judiciary Committee on February 18. Bills on notice next week. HB 1797 adds the governing body of a local education agency and any other local governing body of a public body with the authority to make binding decisions or the ability to appropriate funds to the list of governing bodies that are required to make meeting agendas available to the public in advance of such meetings. This excludes nonprofits. HB 1553 removes the filing fee that must be paid to the Secretary of State to file articles of termination of corporation existence, increases the number of days after a person ceases solicitation activities after registration with the Secretary of State from 30 to 90, that the person has to notify the Secretary of State, keeps the requirement that a charitable organization that ceases solicitation activity and received in excess of $1 million in gross revenue during the most recently completed fiscal year include an audited financial statement and forms required to be filed by a charitable organization with the United States Internal Revenue Service, with the organization's notice to the Secretary of State that the organization ceased solicitation activities. HB 1155 prohibits the importation, sale, and distribution of cell-cultured food products in this state. HB 159 requires a voter to designate on the voter registration record a political party with which the voter is affiliated in order to vote in primary elections for such political party. GOP bill would allow 10 commandments in schools. The House on Thursday passed legislation allowing public schools in Tennessee to display historic documents on school campuses, sponsored by State Rep. Michael Hale, R. Smithville. House Bill 47 permits the display of historically significant documents in schools, including the Ten Commandments, the Declaration of Independence, the United States Constitution, the Constitution of Tennessee, and the Bill of Rights. These historic documents are the bedrock upon which our nation was founded and offer significant educational value for students, said Hale. Local school leaders know their communities and classrooms best, and this bill gives them the autonomy to decide whether to acknowledge and display these documents for educational purposes, while ensuring they have legal protection if they do. The legislation is unique among similar legislative proposals in other states, because decisions regarding whether historic documents are posted, as well as their size, placement, and presentation, remain fully under local control. The companion version of House Bill 47 is expected to be heard in the Senate in the coming weeks. Bill protects renters' Second Amendment rights, legislation to ensure landlords cannot ban Tennesseans from legally possessing firearms or ammunition in their rental homes, advanced out of the Business and Utilities Subcommittee this week. House Bill 469, sponsored by State Rep. Lee Reeves, R. Franklin, would protect a tenant or their guest's right to legally carry and store a firearm inside the rental unit in a vehicle parked at the residence, and while directly entering or exiting their unit or vehicle through hallways, parking lots, or other common areas. A renter should not have fewer rights of lawful self-defense inside their home than someone who owns, and this fits within the residential lease framework that we already regulate extensively, Reeves told members of the Business and Utilities Subcommittee. Rental units include apartments, houses, and other leased living spaces. This proposal does not create a general right to carry firearms everywhere on the property, only to move between protected places. If a landlord violates these protections, a tenant may pursue civil action. The bill protects landlords from civil liability solely for complying with the law. The legislation does not apply to healthcare facilities, mental health facilities, certain senior living centers, or schools. House Bill 469 is expected to be heard in the Commerce Committee on February. The companion bill was approved in the Senate on Monday, February 20%. Primary election integrity efforts move through House, a proposal requiring voters to formally designate a political party affiliation when registering to vote advanced out of the Elections and Campaign Finance Subcommittee this week. House Bill 1159, sponsored by State Rep. Susan Lynn, R. Mount Juliet, requires voter registration records to include a political affiliation or unaffiliated designation. Voters who do not select a party would be automatically recorded as unaffiliated. This bill would ensure only voters who have declared an affiliation with a party can vote in primary elections. If passed, voters could declare their party in the first primary election they participate in following this law's effective date. That affiliation would be permanently recorded. A primary is the party's election, and they want members of their party to be voting on their nominee for the general election, Lynn told committee members. This bill also allows voters to change their party designation at any time using the standard voter registration update process. General elections would remain open to all eligible registered voters, regardless of political party. The volunteer state ranks no one in election integrity and continues to break voter turnout records, with a historic 3.08 million votes cast in the November 5, 2024 presidential election. House Bill 1159 is expected to be heard in the state and local government committee in the coming weeks. School nurses could receive pay boost if GOP bill passes. One Republican lawmaker has proposed legislation to require school districts to classify certain school nurses as licensed personnel, similar to teachers, in an effort to boost their pay. House Bill 1675, sponsored by State Rep. Elaine Davis, R. Knoxville, would apply to any school nurse who is directly employed by the school district, is a licensed registered nurse, and is certified by the National Board for Certification of School Nurses. It is difficult to retain a lot of those nursing positions, and we want to make sure that we keep the people that are highly qualified in schools, Davis told the Education Administration Subcommittee this week. Starting pay for eligible nurses would match the base teacher salary at $50,000. Nurses with more experience or credentials would be paid accordingly. This legislation also has protections to ensure any school nurse who is already making more than this base salary, but may not meet these specific requirements, would not have their pay cut. House Bill 1675 is expected to be heard in the Education Committee in the coming weeks. Proposal ensures homeless Tennesseans get proper support. A Republican proposal will support homeless Tennesseans by ensuring adequate housing and support services before being relocated to a new city. House Bill 1671, sponsored by State Rep. Tim Rudd, R. Murfreesboro, would prohibit local governments from relocating homeless people to another jurisdiction without written consent from the receiving municipality. The proposal also restricts the use of public funds for relocation purposes unless the receiving jurisdiction has available housing and other necessary services. No local government should be relocating Tennesseans to unfamiliar places without transparency and coordination, said Rudd. This legislation protects the limited resources of communities across the volunteer state by ensuring proper advance notification and approval. Homeless individuals deserve compassion, and this is a critical step in getting them the housing, support, and resources they need. Jurisdictions impacted by violations of this measure could see damages and injunctive relief against the local government that improperly relocated individuals, according to the legislation.